Good morning, Honey Ridge family. It's a privilege for me, Dave Watson, to share from God's Word this morning as we contemplate the second weekend where we are restricted from doing all the things we usually enjoy doing on a Saturday and Sunday, and especially not being able to meet together as a church for worship and praise on the Lord's Day. Now, I'm sure that you will agree that life is filled with all sorts of fears, and at the present time, fears about the economy, the safety of loved ones, fears of losing a job, a home, our savings, a relationship, our dreams, our independence, our health, and even our lives. We can find so many reasons to be fearful. With the speed of modern communication, instant news, and the social media, we seem to be bombarded with the latest disasters, calamities, and tragedies striking our world. A world that seems to be shrinking, bringing each dangerous development closer to home. Our news is dominated by the spread of COVID-19 disease, and what began as another virus outbreak in distant China has rapidly spread to our own country with far-reaching consequences. So how do we free ourselves from the grip of fear and the accompanying stress that can easily take its toll on us, physically, emotionally, and mentally? Surely we need to find an answer so that we can walk in faith and freedom, no matter what the circumstances in our lives may be. Well, the comforting thing is that God has promised that He will enable us to endure the testing and trials of life without failing. Isaiah 41:10 tells us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We are told many times in Scripture that we as God's people are not to live fearfully, but rather to live faithfully. Let's have a look at an example of Jesus' followers being fearful, and this account is from Mark chapter 4. Shortly after the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples to cross to the other side of Lake Galilee. And then without warning, a furious storm came over the lake, so that the waves were sweeping over the boat. Jesus was asleep in the rear of the boat, and the terrified disciples woke him. "Lord, save us," they shouted. "We are going to drown." Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves and said, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down, and it was completely calm. A rebuke followed for the fearful disciples. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." The answer to their question is that Jesus is the Son of God, fully God and fully man, and he has authority over the natural elements of the world. The disciples had not yet come to realize truly who Jesus was, and as such, they did not have any faith in his ability to deliver them from the storm. So a question we should ask ourselves today is, how is our faith? In the midst of all that is happening in the world and the uncertain future, how is our faith holding up? Do we really believe that God will take care of us and our loved ones through the storm? Or are we still fearful? You see, fear debilitates, but faith liberates. The disciples in the boat were almost paralyzed by fear, but Jesus showed them that faith in him was all that they needed to overcome their fear. Let's have a look at an example of faith in the New Testament, and it comes from an unlikely source. The account is in Matthew 8, from verse 5 onwards. A Roman officer, a centurion, came to Jesus asking him to heal his servant, who was suffering greatly and on the point of death. Jesus told the centurion that he would go and heal his servant. But the centurion said, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed." When Jesus heard this, the passage tells us that he was astonished And he turned to the crowd following and said, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. So, are we as God's people not to have any fear? Well, the Bible speaks of a fear that is necessary to have, and that is the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1 verse 7 tells us, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear the Lord means to trust in Him, to reverence Him, to believe in Him, to obey Him, and include submission to His Lordship. Someone has rightly said, Fear God, and you need fear nothing else. Society out there is in a state of fear because of the sickness that the coronavirus has already brought to the world, and uncertainty about how long it will last and what effect it will have on their lives. But we have a Saviour in whom we trust, who is always with us and who will stand together with us through this pandemic and right to the end. The words of the psalmist in Psalm 34 give us this assurance, and that's verses 4 to 9. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, in these days we are aware once again that You are our sovereign God, who rules the world and is in control of our lives, based on Your love for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us, Your people, not to fear what is happening out there, but to have the kind of faith that looks past circumstances and anchors on the rock that is our Saviour Jesus. Keep us trusting You and worshipping You, for You have promised never to leave us nor forsake us. We pray with thanksgiving in our hearts through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.